Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. I'm Doug Fain. On today's program, we're going to be talking about Russell and Reba Guy. Russell was the head of the State Highway Department here for many years. His wife worked at the Canada Dry Distillery. We'll talk to their son and daughter, Rusty and Sherry, about their life and their contribution to our community. But first, this word from the Farmers Bank of Jessamine County.
Beginnings are important, especially when it comes to building a future. From start to finish, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County will be with you every step of the way. Whether it's a house, a car, a college fund, or saving for retirement, it all starts here. Stop by any of our four convenient Jessamine County locations today or visit us on the web at myfarmersbank.net. Banking with friends and neighbors, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. Glad to have you on this Saturday as we continue to learn more about people, places, and things of Jessamine County. Well, today we're going to talk about a couple who were well known in this community. He, what I remember, was the head of the State Highway Department here in Jessamine County. His name was Russell Guy, married to a lady named Reba. And we have their two children here, Rusty and Sherry, who are going to talk to us about that family and the contributions that they made to this community. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Doug.
Good morning.
Hey, glad to have you. We're going to talk about mom and dad and get some memories stirring here, we absolutely hope. I guess the best place to start would be maybe I just start with your dad. Let's go that way. Tell us a little bit about his family, how they got here, if they were here for years, who they were, who his parents was, that kind of stuff. And don't just scoot that right up close to you.
Well, actually, the Guy family originated out of Tennessee and kind of mountain people, I guess. Mm-hmm. They made their way here around the turn of the century. Here in Jessamine County, my great-grandfather, Will Guy, brought his family up here and started working around the farm down South 27 there at the vineyard.
No particular reason that you know of. It just ended up.
I'm probably sure for a better life, yeah. Just like everybody else who migrated from you know, Europe and came all the way over here all the way to California, I guess. Yeah.
And ended up down really the family farm. And that it really was a family farm for generations, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, yeah. Well, I still have it.
Well, take us down. You said your great-grandfather, right, William?
Is that Will, what you said? Will Guy, yes.
Okay, so who was his son? Your granddad.
Elmer, my grandfather.
Okay.
He lived there also.
Mm-hmm. Farmed? Was he a farmer?
Farmer, okay. All of his life. Actually, he lived just down the road there to where my mother eventually moved to, across from Teeter's Grocery.
Right.
Just down below the farm where I live.
Right. So, Elmer had how many children?
He had three.
Okay.
And like four stepchildren.
Okay.
And they raised all them children in that area there.
But as far as, and I guess when you said three children, one of those was your dad.
Yes.
Okay.
Dad was the baby.
All right. Well, who were the older two?
The oldest one was Logan.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was Francis, and there was then Dad.
Okay. And Francis ended up marrying?
Buddy Mulligan, Earl Mulligan.
Mulligan. So, now, if I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, all three of those people are deceased. Is that correct?
Yes, Daddy. Yeah. Yes,
he was
all,
okay.
All have gone.
Yeah. And your dad was the baby,
mm-hmm.
Raised in Jessamine County.
Yes.
Did he actually graduate from high school, or at that time of in those days, eighth grade was a long time.
I think eighth grade, ninth grade, but as far as he actually went, far as here in Jessamine County.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Let's switch gears a minute before we get to the point where he meets up. You want to talk about Reba? You want to tell us about your mom, Sherry? Switch that around here. Now, let's switch over. His wife's name was Reba. Tell us about her family and up to the point to where these two met.
Well, my mother was just a wonderful person. She had brothers and sisters are all gone now. Mm-hmm. It's Merle Teeter, Roland Teeter, and Margaret Jane Feedback. I used to come home from school and ask her about a guy I maybe liked, had a crush on, and she said, no. He's your cousin, because we were kin to all the Walkers.
A bunch, because the Teeters.
Teeters, Walkers.
The Teeters, and when I say this, I say it not in any bad light, but the Teeters are kind of like, as you said, the Walkers and the Hagers, and they're like crabgrass. They're everywhere. Okay. It's just there's a bunch of those people. And you mentioned her brothers, Roland and Merle,
yes.
Who I knew. Now, I don't know if I knew your aunt. What was her name again?
Margaret Jane.
Margaret, and she was a Feedback, you said?
Feedback.
Okay.
She died of brain cancer like 39 years ago.
Okay, that's probably why I didn't.
And she moved off.
Yeah.
She was in Hawaii. And
I guess the, was Roland the last one?
Merle.
Roland
okay.
passed away shortly after Mom did.
Okay.
And then Merle.
And Roland, of course, the best, one of the probably best lake fish or river fishermen that I knew ever knew. Mm-hmm. I remember him from that. Merle, a former city councilman here mm-hmm. in our community. And in fact, his daughter-in-law is one yes. of our city commissioners now, Patty Teeter. Mm-hmm. So she was a Teeter, came from a great big old family. Now, do you have any idea how her and Russell Guy got to know each other?
Oh, gosh. Me and Sherry both have conflicting stories. And yeah, most of us kind of, we like to fantasize it would be romantic initial meeting. But Mama said that they was walking down Main Street, you know, back in the day, mm-hmm. Main Street here was just flooded with people.
Oh, yeah.
Up until midnight, even a little later. And him and one of his friends and her and one of her friends just happened to pass mm-hmm. on the sidewalk and they made eye contact, and that daddy turned around and made the comment, said, I'm going to marry that woman one day.
Wow.
But I don't know if that's true.
Yeah.
I like to think that's it's kind of a romantic way of looking at it.
Sure.
But honestly, I never really asked him or her.
Yeah.
They just volunteered that information one day. And,
well, it could have been, but it wasn't a, you know, I've had people on this show who, well, we went to church together for years, or we grew up next door to each other. It wasn't one of those deals. It was, they kind of were in the same county, but I guess up until that point, really didn't know each other.
Really, because, see, she lived in the community of Little Hickman.
Yeah.
In that area down there, and him at the Vineyard area.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that's just 5 minutes down the road nowadays. But back then,
that was a long way.
Drive, you know?
And back then, you know, you came to town once a week.
Yeah.
And you stayed in your own community. And if you need something during the week, you go to the store at Little Hickman or you go to one at Vineyard. And,
more like that encounter, if it happened on Main Street, was on the Saturday afternoon. Probably.
So that sounds like that probably is exactly. So mm-hmm. what year would they have been married? You know,
around 54, because he got out of Korea War. He got discharged, I think, after 2 years of service.
Mm-hmm.
And he discharged in 52 or 53. I can't mm-hmm. remember exactly. Mm-hmm. And from what I understand, he was 27 years old when he got married to Mom, and mm-hmm. that would have made it in 54.
Yeah. So. And that was my next question, if he was a veteran. So he was. He honorably served our country. Mm-hmm. When they got married, what did he do? What was his occupation?
He was at that time taking advantage of the GI Bill,
mm-hmm.
and he was studying farming.
Oh, yeah.
And he was farming with his dad, and at that time down on Durham Lane, at the very end of Durham Lane.
Oh, yeah, so he farmed in that area. So it looked like that, in his mind, I'm going to do what Granddad did and everybody in my family, and it's
farm. Well, that's all there was to it.
Yeah. Now, did your mother work outside the home at that point in time, or was she had the hardest job being a housewife, I'm sure?
At that time.
Yeah, okay.
Later, she would work out.
Okay, all right, we'll get to that.
Okay.
So they get married, and at some point in time, I guess they decide that it's time to start having a family. So just tell us a little bit about you children, and if you will, let's just go oldest to youngest and the kids and all that stuff.
Okay, well, Mama was married previous to that and had a daughter, Jan,
mm-hmm.
and Daddy adopted her when they got married.
Mm-hmm.
A couple years later, I came along.
Well, as Jan, she was adopted by your dad, you said,
mm-hmm.
so was her name changed to Guy?
Yeah.
Yes.
Did she go on to be married?
Mm-hmm.
She went on to be married to a Watts.
Okay.
Yes.
Is she still here?
Yes.
Okay.
Her last name's Delaney now.
All right. She have children?
Oh, yeah. She's got...
I don't want to miss anybody. Yeah. I want to make sure we cover all.
She had three. He's lost one.
Okay. All right.
Several years ago. Yes.
So that's your dad's... Well, it would have been his stepdaughter, but he adopted her. So it was his daughter. It was your sister. Yeah.
Right.
That's right. So then you came along. All right.
Yeah.
You were next. When was that?
57. We was born. I was born, actually, I guess. We was living in the old log house where my house is now on the old farm.
Uh-huh.
We lived there for a while, and I remember Mom telling Dad, we got to get this baby out of this house. This house is too cold. There's too many spiders. So
yeah.
We migrated from there down to Robert's Chapel, and we lived there for a while. Daddy took care of the chapel and the grounds and everything, and I guess in exchange for rent. And at that time, he was a police officer here.
Well, that's where we're going next is kind of his career. And I love, before we get to that, though, tell me your kids' names and who they are. Brag on your
my kids.
Your kids and grandkids if you have them.
Mm-hmm. Mine, yeah. I got a son, Kagan, Russell Kagan.
Yeah.
The third Russell in a row.
Yeah.
He's living well in Lexington. Yeah. Works for the Humane Society.
Yeah.
And he's a... Gosh, I hate this. It's already, he's going to be 30 years old this year. I can't believe it. I'm an old man. But no, I don't have no grandkids yet.
Yeah.
Like that. So
one of these days, maybe.
He didn't have any yet.
So then at some point in time, probably 3 years later, maybe, you came along. Is that right?
Four years.
61, you would have been born. I know that because you were here ahead of me in school. I was trying to figure here what it was. So Sherry came along in 61, and you're the baby, correct?
Yes.
All right. Tell us a little bit about what you've been doing in life and your family and things like that. And I forgot to ask, Rusty, I'll come back to you and tell us what you did in life, too. Sherry?
Well, I worked as office administrator for years, and about 10 years ago, I had a stroke, and I have not worked since, but...
Doing okay now.
Doing okay.
Good. Yeah.
And my kids are Tara Estes and Christopher Shea.
Yeah.
And Chris Shea, I went into the Army and fought the war, Iraqi war, and he's living in California, and he's writing, and he's got a good job out there.
Good.
And my daughter is... working here in town with Revive Ministries.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
And she's doing great with that.
Yeah. And for those people that don't know, that is an organization that helps some people who are trying to get rehabilitated back on the road from going through some rough times with different things. So, you grandchildren?
Yes.
You better brag. I know you want to.
Yes. I have Adrian, Tara's daughter.
Yeah.
She's almost 18 in April. And her brother is Logan, and he's 10 years younger than her. And Christopher has a daughter that's named Cadence.
Yeah.
And I don't get to see her very much because she's in California. We FaceTime and talk on the phone a lot.
Isn't it amazing, the technology, what it allows you to do nowadays is something.
Yeah.
Before I forget it, Rusty, tell us a little bit about your work career before you decided to just become a fisherman all the time.
Gosh, it seems like I've done everything, and I've mastered none, I guess. But I started out, actually, after high school, I got into meat cutting with Kroger and pursued that for a little while, and then I left there and went to RECC for a few years. And after I left there, I went to the police department in Nicholsville.
Now, you mentioned your dad was a policeman.
He was a policeman from 56 to 60, I think.
Would he have been in the days of people like Cooper Wilhoit?
Bob Bruner, I think, was
Bob chief. Bob Bruner,
Buddy
yeah.
Hammonds was
yeah, he probably was assistant chief. He may have been assistant.
Well, at that time.
Yeah, okay, all right.
And I think they're Ledford. Uh-huh. I mean, if y'all remember Carl Ledford, he used to live there. His dad was on the patrolman. Oh, gosh, there was like maybe four or five was all there was the police department.
Yeah, right. It wasn't very big.
One cruiser.
What'd you do after you got out of police work?
Left the police department, went to the Fayette County Detention Center.
Yeah.
Carried another badge there.
Yeah.
And worked there for a while and decided that was not for me. So I left there and went to a supervisor position with the state as a signal crew leader. And did that for several years. And after that, I actually went back into law enforcement for a while and with the railroad. And left there for a while, went to Altec, worked up here in the laboratory at Altec for a while. And I'm retired, so...
Taking it easy.
Well, since I retired, I work harder than I've worked in my life.
Now, I know you do, and I don't know if Sherry does or not, but where did this musical talent come from? Because you've played with round bands for all your life, I guess.
A lot of big names over the years, but I'm talking 40 years ago. I was playing with people that weren't known then, they're known now. But Daddy, when he was a policeman, him and some of his policemen, Buddy Hammonds, one of them, and Calvin Williams, another one.
Oh, there's another one, who is the father of Brenda Brumfield, who's married to Charles Brumfield,
Kenny Williams.
And Kenny, that's right.
They would get together on weekends and play music.
Yeah, I didn't know your dad did that, see?
Yeah. Ernest Tubb, the old Hank Williams thing, and I didn't know any different.
Yeah.
And Daddy, it just kind of rubbed off on me.
Yeah.
And then one day I heard this song on the radio. It was called from this group called the Beatles. I said, oh my God, I love these people.
Yeah, who are these guys?
So I took my guitar instead of playing Ernest Tubb stuff. Daddy taught me. I tried to emulate what the Beatles were sounding like. I never could do it, but I tried. But, but I still play. I play a few people around here. I've been playing quite a bit the last couple of years, more than I have in the last 10 years, really.
Yeah.
But, been a lot of fun. I love
it. Sure. It's enjoyable. All right. Mom and dad, they have these kids. And at some point, we've already mentioned the police. So let's kind of talk about, I guess, Russell first, his career. At some point, I guess farming just wasn't getting it, or he wanted to do something different. Did he go straight to his police? Would it have been his first regular job, or did he have something else?
He worked at night. He farmed during the day. Then he worked a night shift at the police department.
Okay. All right.
And then he got this offer to come to the state.
Yeah.
And it sounded more lucrative than than the police department, I guess, at times. So he took it. And he worked his way up into traffic engineering. Mm-hmm. And that's where he retired from 30 years later. And he loved it. Everything, you know. He loved politics.
Well, I was going to mention that next, because that's one of the things, and I guess that's probably how I first got to know your dad. Several years ago, when I worked in the county clerk's office for Mildred Williams, that would have been in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And I was told by several people, and I'm sure you guys know this, but your dad was pretty influential when it came to especially the local elections.
Oh, yeah.
He was very involved in the Democrat Party, as best I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, folks, if you're listening and you're in Jessamine County in the last 10 years, at one time, this county was entirely Democrat. You just didn't see Republicans really run for anything. And times have changed a little bit, but that's the way it was. And I remember, and I don't know, maybe it was because of his position with the road department or what it was, but your dad was pretty daggone involved to the point that I was even told that if you wanted to win in this county, you better make sure you had Russell Guy behind you. So a lot of people thought a whole lot of Russell Guy in that regard. He just ate that stuff up, just liked it. Is that...
If you ever made him, you would understand him.
Yeah,
sure.
Right.
You do.
Right.
He just, when he walked into the room, he commanded everything, you know, your attention, respect, everything. And he was just, he could tell stories. He could grab your ear and you just linger there holding on to whatever word he says. And he could tell funny stories, too. I mean, he was comedy. He had a comedy side that only came out a certain time, but he had a very serious side that I probably see more than anybody.
Right.
Yeah. He loved it. I don't know why. He never really sought an office. He didn't want to be anybody in
politics. Never ran for anything.
Never ran for anything. Hmm. But he always was there, and people came to him. And I knew he had some kind of an appeal, some magic, whatever it was. I wished I'd obtained it, but
he
didn't rub
something
off on me.
He had something. Now, while he was doing this, Sherry, and we'll turn to you just a minute. While he was doing all this, what was Mom doing? Tell us about Reba's work experience, because you said at one time she was a housewife, but she later worked. So tell us
about
that.
Yeah, she later worked at Canada Dry.
At the old distillery at Camp Nelson?
She had, and Daddy worked there too as a night watchman.
Oh, did he really? Now, we have to do this on this program some, because we do have listeners who haven't lived here for a while. If you're going down 27 South, right before you get to the bridge to go into Garrett County, up on the hill across from the cemetery is some buildings, and that's where the Canada Dry distilleries were up in there, in addition to some other distilleries that were of a little bit more adult beverage than Canada Dry, of course. But what did she do down there?
She worked on the assembly line, wasn't it? She packed bottles and the cartons. She
labels.
Had labels.
I would only have to assume that the location of those distilleries was because of the river. At some point in time, do you think it was because of transport of products? Maybe that's why that stuff was located there?
Probably.
Yeah.
I think they originally started right at the river.
Right down on it. Yeah.
Where the old bridge is now. The old metal bridge.
Yeah.
Not in use, but that was the old bottling.
Right. The one that burnt down.
It burned down and went around 70.
Yeah. So she did that. Now, did she do that till she retired? Or did she work other places?
She probably worked there 10 years.
10 years.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
But then after that, she farmed with Daddy. Picked all the vegetables and sold them. And she was a great cook.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she...
Well, she was a teeter. I mean, that's just inbred.
Oh, my God.
I can only imagine, and I have friends who are, I'm sure, somehow related to you guys, the teeters. I mean, they're all, I'm sure, hooked somewhere. And I can only imagine what a family reunion would have been like as far as the food is concerned and things like that.
Well, Sunday dinners.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Birthdays, Thanksgiving,
pretty
Christmas.
Pretty special.
But when Daddy was farming and he'd come in for dinner or lunchtime, and she had fixed a full course dinner for lunch.
Right, yeah. And that's what you did back then.
Yeah,
of course,
did.
You worked hard in the farming, too, mm-hmm. so you needed that food.
I remember her being my age, and I am now, and I'm thinking, how does she do all this? She worked at County
right.
Dry,
right.
and then she went to the farm, picked, yeah. you know, beans and whatever,
and raised your kids,
yeah,
too.
And I don't know how she did it all.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to understand that life, isn't it? Now, other than the work, and that was enough, but were they involved in anything else outside of work, church activities? I know your dad was involved in politics, but any of civic groups, anything like that?
Mom was on the
zoning board.
Oh, was she?
The only thing outside, I think, in civil action she
yeah, yeah.
From,
but...
And she liked, she was a member of the Beef and Cattle Association.
Okay, all right.
And
oh, yeah, she loved those.
She loved to go to their dinners, and I think that was all. She was... busy lady.
What year did we lose Russell?
1995.
And your mom?
2015.
15.
So she 20 years. She was she was a widow. All right. In listening to some of these programs, you may have heard me ask this next question of people, and it's one that I'm always interested to hear the answer of. In a word, I'll start with you, Rusty. Describe okay. your dad.
Describe him. Wow. He's... Well, to paint the picture of him would be like you'd have to look at Daniel Boone, Davy Crockett, and the guy that played him Walking Tall. He was all those guys, and he was tough.
Tough, yeah.
Very tough, but he had a heart of gold. I miss him.
What about you, Sherry, as a daughter? That's a, see, it's a different perspective.
Yeah.
Girls always have a little different than the sons.
Yeah, he treated me. He always said I was his masterpiece.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
And he spoiled me. And he just gave me a look if I did anything.
Yeah.
As he wasn't supposed to. He just gave me that look.
Yeah.
But he just spoiled me. And he just, you know, I just look at every man, you know, like after him, I'm like, they don't
that's not,
come close.
Yeah, right. Right. Well, they
nobody,
never did. That's
nobody.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. And that's the way it should be.
So, but he was just a great, great man. Like I said, he had a heart of gold.
Yeah.
And his height and everything just intimidated me, scared me.
Yeah.
You know, I
yeah, he
never...
was tall. How tall was he?
6'4".
6'4", yeah. He was a tall
yeah.
fella. And not super skinny, but not. He was lean.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Same question about your mom. How would you describe Reba in a word or two, Sherry?
She loved to have a good laugh. She loved to have fun. And she's caring, very caring about people.
Yeah.
And she knew everybody. I really regret that I didn't write some things down that she...
Yeah.
I mean, she knew everybody. And mm-hmm. you say, you know this person? Yeah. And she'd go along mm-hmm. this list of people. And... I don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I just wish I did.
Times change. You're right. I was talking to a group the other day, and we was talking about history and, you know, my kids. At some point in time, might become interested mm-hmm. in the history of this county. But right now, it doesn't mean anything to them. Mm-hmm. And I guess, you know, maybe at their age, I really didn't think anything about it either. But I think as you get older, you appreciate more of
yeah.
what... some of those things your mom and dad said, and it starts coming back that, like you just said, boy, I wish I'd listened a little closer.
Yeah, I do.
But it's age is what it is. Switch that mic around. Give me your thoughts on Reba as a son.
Oh, gosh. She was a strict mom.
Well, you just had it from both sides. Now, that tells me something, Rusty.
I must have needed
it. I think the story's coming out here.
Discipline was probably my biggest need in life. I remember. Oh, she was a wonderful, like I say, wonderful cook. Oh, gosh.
Mm-hmm.
I gained all this weight because of her, and I inherited it and can't get rid of it. But
yeah.
But she let me learn how to be me. That's what I like mm-hmm. about her.
Mm-hmm.
And just like Dad, too. Dad let mm-hmm. me go out and get burnt, so mm-hmm. to speak. Mm-hmm. You know, you touch the fire once, you know, it's kind of a deal.
It's called tough love sometimes.
Tough love. And yeah. it was...
And it's not a bad thing.
No, I wished I could see more people with it now. I mean,
yeah.
It had a lot of value. Back then, I hated it.
Sure.
I mean, Mama raised her hand. I took off running. She'd chase
exactly.
me down Third Street or anywhere she could, and she'd catch me eventually.
Yeah, exactly.
Eventually had to come home.
That's exactly right. I had one of my kids ask us the other night at one of our meals if I ever got whipped at school.
Mm-hmm.
And my answer was, I can only remember one. And I think it was that one time, and the only reason I get it is a little paddling. It wasn't a big whipping. It's because I didn't do my homework. But I remember I didn't do it again because that was at the point in time where I learned that when they told those teachers, if he needs one, give it to him and he'll get a bigger one at home, that was actually true.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't going to do that anymore. So, yeah, you're right. But you know what? I can also say that I never got one I didn't deserve.
Yeah, I have to admit, same way here. And probably got a lot I should have gotten.
Got away with. That's exactly right.
And, but they come back eventually.
Yeah, that's
true. I'll pay for that soon.
That's true. Well, guys, believe it or not, our time is up. It goes quick, doesn't it?
Yes.
We do these programs because our whole intent here is to get recorded some history about some people in our community, and your two parents were very well known in the aspects of whether it was Reba knowing everybody and being with beef cattle and working at Canada Dry, your dad in the politics or at the road department, very well known. I had the pleasure of knowing both of them, and always very nice to me, and I'd appreciate it. And I do appreciate you guys coming in today. Thank you.
Appreciate having us.
Thank you.
My thanks to Rusty and Sherry for coming in and talking about their parents, Russell and Reba Guy. And I appreciate you coming in, too, for All Things Jessamine. We'll do it again next Saturday morning at 11 o'clock as we learn more about people, places, and things of our county. Don't forget, my regular show every weekday morning from 6 until 8. We get you up and going right here on Jess FM 105.9.
In 1934, a brand new house cost about $6,000. The cost of a gallon of gas was 10 cents. And in 1934, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County opened their doors at 200 North Main Street in Nicholasville. And they've been there ever since. The times may have changed, but Farmers Bank is still here. Still proud to be the only locally owned and locally operated bank in Jessamine County. Banking with friends and neighbors. Farmers Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.